the three things I want to share about how to sustain a new behavior. One is visualize it. And we talked about the NASA research that shows you have to visualize this for about 30 days in a row, because what they did in the subsequent experiment, when they had the astronauts take off, some of the astronauts take off their glasses after 15 days and for one day and then put them back on again, they had to wear them for another 25 to 30 days before the phenomenon happened again. So one of the things we now know, that scientists call it the 30-day phenomenon, you must visualize this new behavior for 30 days in a row without interruption to get the result. So that's kind of critical. A lot of people visualize, but they don't do it 30 days in a row. So the second thing you want to do to sustain a new behavior is keep score. I'm playing a game right now with some people called the Happy, Healthy, Wealthy game, and it's all about how do we get happier, healthier, and wealthier, and we have to come up with five discrete behaviors each day that we can do that would make us happier, five that would make us healthier, and five that would lead to greater wealth. And then each day, at the end of the day, we have to check off all the ones we did. And we have a partner that we call every morning. So this is the third part. You have an accountability partner. So if you were my partner, Nick, and every day I would call you and say, okay, today I'm going to do these six things on my list, and then the next day I have to call you and tell you if I did them. Just that idea that I have to show up and say I did it or didn't do it, none of us like to show up and say we didn't do it. Weight Watchers, the reason it works is people get weighed every week, so they're keeping score. So you want to keep score. What did I do? How many times did I do it? How many minutes? How many laps did I run? Whatever it might be. And there's a natural tendency in people to want to increase their score, or in the case of golf, decrease their score, which is actually increasing their effectiveness. So if we went out and played golf every day and didn't keep score, it wouldn't be half as much fun. If we went and did bowling and the balls went underneath a blanket and just knocked some pins down and we didn't see how many, you know, that would not be fun either, because we wouldn't have this opportunity to improve. Human beings want to improve, so scorekeeping is critical. And then if you have that accountability partner, find someone else who's just as committed as you are to changing some behavior in their life or to creating a goal, and then partner up with them and talk to them a minimum of once a week and preferably every day.